Happy Thursday, friends. This week, we're going to do a little follow-up because last week we talked about what the European Central Bank had decided to do with their interest rates, which was a cut. And so this week, we're going to look at what our Federal Reserve, they just had a meeting and made some decisions. Now, the difference is we've talked about before, the difference between us and the European Union is the inflation rate. So our inflation rate, theirs was like around 2.7%. So what we're looking for is 2%. Remember that, give or take a few basis points. And theirs had come really close enough to that goal. And ours is still at 3.3. But for May. But on the good news about that is that that is the lowest point it's been since April of 2021, I believe. And so that's given us some hope. So it's going in the right direction. But as I've said before many times on Common Sense, the way to make it go down is for us to stop spending, and that would not be a good thing either. So right now, we're moving in the right direction. We're taking it slow and steady. If we stop spending altogether, that could possibly move us towards the dreaded R word, recession. But that's not likely to happen because the job market is holding steady. So that's something else that gave the Federal Reserve a lot of confidence is, I believe I read that almost 300,000 jobs were added in the month of April. So we're doing really well on that point. There's a lot of employment there for everybody, and that's keeping us going. So I think that even though we might not be quite hitting our targets, that does not mean we're in a bad spot. But it also means that the Fed has decided not to decrease any interest rates because they want it to hold steady. Because if the rates are higher and we anticipate they're going to fall, we might not be likely to make those big purchases that are going to continue to drive up inflation. So that's kind of modifying our behavior, but for the common good. So I think we can be okay with it. Now, if you do want to make a big purchase, like I said, they're indicating that cuts are coming later this year. So I think by later this year, they expect inflation to be where we want it to be. And, things will be looking up a lot. So tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's use our common sense.